herds of students bustled through the UW-Madison campus during class change, some walking with headphones plugged into their ears, others zipping through walkways on their bicycles. Every so often, you'll see a student stop in their tracks, raise their phone to face level, and take a selfie. UW senior Akshada Redker is guilty of doing this.
Yeah, I take selfies while I walk. It feels awkward at first, but then I think like everyone else does it, so it doesn't really matter.
Redker takes her selfies on Snapchat, a popular photo video messaging app. According to a study by the marketing company Sumpto, 4 out of 5 college students use Snapchat. The general concept is simple. Take a photo or video and send it to your friends. Once they open the Snap, they'll have up to 10 seconds to see it before the Snap disappears. Snapchat was released back in 2011. Redker downloaded it during her freshman year.
I thought it was really stupid because I just didn't see the point in sending people pictures and them going away. I just thought texting was easier.
But she had a change of heart when Snapchat launched its story feature.
If you just want to, in general, share a picture or a moment, then you just put it on your story, so it's there for 24 hours, and anyone who's like following you or your friends, they can look at it.
According to the Pew Research Center, young adults like Redker make up the vast majority of social media users. 90% of millennials are active on platforms like Facebook or Instagram. But Redker says Snapchat is different.
If you go to Facebook or Instagram and you post something, you're like, a lot of people are like, I want the likes. Like, you want people to like it. So you want people to see it and then hit the like button. Same thing on Instagram. The more likes you have, the better you feel. Snapchat's just one of those things where it's like, hey, how's it going? And then no one needs to like it or anything. It's gone after that.
Although Facebook remains the most popular app overall, it saw a nearly 10% dip in usage last year. Snapchat, on the other hand, had the largest growth of any social media app.
Snapchat really captured an important psychological need in creating ephemeral communication. It's communication that disappears.
Catalina Toma is a communication science professor at UW-Madison. She researches social media. Toma says Snapchat makes online messaging less stressful.
You don't have to worry about consequences of saying maybe less than desirable things or things that you wish you could take back.
Redker agrees. Before Snapchat, pictures were used to reminisce and get likes. Now she sends them freely as a form of communication. Communication that's done mostly with other people her age. Less than a third of the app's users are over the age of 30.
Do you know many people that don't have the app?
My parents don't have it.
But what if they did? Somewhat reluctantly, Redker agreed to get her mom Rashmi to use Snapchat. Mama Redker jumped on the opportunity to test out a new app. She uses Facebook and WhatsApp a lot to stay in touch with family and friends, but she doesn't see Snapchat as a tool for keeping up with her entire social network. Instead, it's all about getting an extra set of eyes on her daughter.
I know where she is and what is she doing, so it's kind of a good parental control.
Despite the surveillance, Redker says it's not so bad snapping her mom, but it gets her thinking.
Parents joined Facebook, so now it's like their thing, and now we have Snapchat.
Redker wonders how long before Snapchat becomes a parent thing too. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.